I celebrate. Interesting term, isn't it? This is Instant Illumination, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. I celebrate. Would that we could all celebrate every moment of our life. That we could all celebrate every moment of our life, every experience that we have, every activity that we're engaged in. Would that we could always have it be a celebration. To celebrate means I delight in it. I am happy with it. I am filled with joy. I recognize it is a glorious, wonderful experience. We had a phone call from one of our students, and they're teaching a different philosophy, a philosophy that concerns itself with hypnosis and other activities. Well, they're teaching the act of healing. And in teaching the act of healing, they indicated that they needed a healing themselves. And I said, well, what is healing? I said, healing means revealing our reality, revealing our original purity and integrity. Now, why would anyone ever go away from their original purity and integrity? Why would anyone ever do that? Good question, isn't it? The question why anyone would do that is simply that we always like to look at fun experiences, and that's fun in quotes. We like to look at experiences that are exciting. There was a young man who liked to look at exciting experiences too. And he had come of age, and he says to his dad, Dad, I want to go out and explore the world. I want to test my world and plant my seeds and do the good stuff and just have a great old time. And the father said, if you were to remain here, you would have stability, and what you would be spending, you would always have too. But whatever you choose to do, you may do that. It's your choice what you want to do with your life. That you want to leave the purity and the love and the joy and the security of your home here to go out into the world and live however you choose to live. That's your choice. Okay. So the father said, son, here is your portion of the estate. This is your share of the money that would come to you if I died. And I give it to you now. Your brother is remaining with me, and his money is being held in trust for him. And whenever he chooses to do anything, he can do it too. So the boy took the money. Thanks, Dad. See ya. And he went off. And he found girls. And he found sex. And he found eating and drinking. He found playing games, he found gambling, he found all the wonderful experiences that the world has to offer to those people who are not in balance. And he had a good time. He just had such a good time. And he spent the money, and people were certainly very happy to receive it from him. They took every penny he had. And when he ran out, which he did after a year or so, he ran out, and no money left, a year, you know. He was broke. And he asked his friends for help, and they said, ha, ha, ha. And then he asked a man for a job, and the man said, well, I have only one job, and that's filling out the pigs. And he said, I'll take it. So he worked in the pigsty, in the pig pen. And he cleaned out the pig pen, and he fed the pig the corn husks. And he had nothing to eat himself, so he ate the corn husks himself. And he found that it was not very tasty, and it did not nourish him very quickly either. He was always hungry. And so he gathered up his courage, and he said, I'm going to go and ask my dad for a job. He pays his servants very well, and they eat very well, and they live very well. And here I am doing so poorly, but I can go to work for him, and I can get by. He didn't expect that his father was going to treat him well or not, but he just decided he'd go and ask him for a job. So he came back to his father's house. And as he came back, it was a long road because his father had a large estate up on the hills. And as he came up, the servants recognized him, even though his clothing was rent and torn and dirty, and he was a dirty, disheveled boy. They recognized him. And they ran ahead and they told the father, "Your son is coming." And the father says, "Which one?" "The one who was lost." And the father gathered together the servants and said, "My son who is lost is returned. Go and get the fatted calf and prepare a feast of welcome for my son who is now returning home." And the boy came, and the servants went out and they washed him as he was walking down the road. And they took off his dirty clothes and they gave him fresh garments, so that when he approached his father, he was wearing the clothes of the son of a king. And his father threw out his arms and welcomed him and said, "Welcome home, my son. You are lost and now you are found. I love you unconditionally, and I always will." You see, we like to play that game. And the Father is our divinity. Our divinity always stands ready to welcome us home, even though we go on trips and say, "I'm not happy, I'm sick, I'm poor, feel sorry for myself, I don't get along well in the world." We make these silly statements, and we build upon them. But the moment we choose to change from the sick statements about ourselves to the truth about ourselves, "Father, I have come back. Use me however you will. And I thank you for letting me come back." So we say to the principal, "Principal, I went astray. Principal, I'm coming back. Principal, I will now use you in everything that I do in an honorable, joyous, wonderful way. And we will celebrate." And as the prodigal son's father celebrated with him coming home, so you and I celebrate with the infinite principle within us as we come back to realizing that life is not just something that pushes us around. It's something that we push ourselves around in. And the moment we start saying to ourselves, "I am the master. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body." The moment we start realizing our original purity and integrity, and our original purity and integrity is, "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body," pure and simple. We don't know how to define that. We don't know what a original, pure, and integral body and mind are, because we have not experienced it recently. We have come a long way. But the closer we get to recognizing him, the closer we start feeling that all is in divine order. The closer we get to realizing that this is good, this feels right, this feels good. And then, when we arrive, then our hearts are filled with the celebration of coming home to our divinity, coming home to our reality, coming home to the allness that we are. When we come home to the allness we are, all that which is unlike our original purity and integrity fades away and is gone forevermore. When we come home to who we really are, living by principle, living with integrity, living with joy and peace, the celebration is so great and so everlasting, it never ends. And not just one moment do we say, "I am happy." We say, "I am happy eternally and forever." We can leave the principle as we wish. Who would want to? But we can leave the principle, and we do from time to time. when we feel sorry for ourselves or when we feel that things aren't going quite the way they should. But we can always come back. And when we come back, we are welcomed with open arms of joy, peace and harmony, wholeness and perfection. So this day I turn my heart over to you in celebration of your listening ears to these wonderful words, to realizing that you may be the prodigal son, but you come home. You may be the one who walked away from your original purity and integrity, but you've come back now. You've come back and you've claimed it, even as I have claimed it. And because I have claimed it, I see that you have claimed it. And because you have claimed it, you see that everyone in your world has claimed it too. Accept it now and enjoy, because it is supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. I love you. I love you.
I love you.